Welcome to Afterglow. I'm your host, Mark Chilla. If cool jazz could be defined by a voice, that voice would sound a lot like Jerry Southern's. This mostly forgotten 1950s singer and pianist had a sound and a style that was warm, smoky, and inviting. She became known for her intimate performances of often melancholy tunes. But Jerry Southern was a flash in the pan, and by the early 1960s, she completely retired from performing. This next hour, I'll be highlighting the music of Jerry Southern, looking at her work for Decca and Roulette Records in the 1950s. It's the cool jazz of Jerry Southern, coming up next on Afterglow.
A scotch and soda for the gentleman, brandy for me, and make it straight. You say you don't see any gentlemen. Why, that's my lover there, my very own. Pardon me, I'd like to speak to him alone. I can't believe that you're not here with me to have a laugh or share a tear with me. Oh, it's so wrong. It can't be right. It must have been something I dreamed last night. Never to see your funny face again. Never to thrill to your embrace again. It's all so wrong. It can't be right. It must have been something I dreamed last night. Those midnight suppers for two and corny duets at dawn. Those crazy moments with you, don't tell me that they are gone. Never to look into your eyes again. The sun might just as well not rise again. Oh no, 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 it can't be right. It must have been something I dreamed last night. But there's your empty chair, and there's your glass untouched. A shadow in the air was all my fingers clutched. Oh no, it wasn't a dream. It's horribly, terribly true. My soul and my body scream. Go through life forever missing you. To know that someone else is kissing you. The thought of it chills me and fills me with fright. No, I wasn't dreaming. Last
live at the Crescendo Club in 1959, that was Jerry Southern performing a tune that became a staple of her live sets. That was the song Something I Dreamed Last Night. Mark Chilla here on Afterglow. On this show, we're looking at the brief career of cool jazz singer Jerry Southern. Jerry Southern originally trained to be an opera singer and a classical pianist in her home state of Nebraska. But after she graduated from high school in 1943, Southern, whose original name was Genevieve Herring, discovered jazz. She spent the next few years trying to emulate her now new favorite singers, Ella Fitzgerald, Nat King Cole, and Sarah Vaughan. She had to completely transform her coloratura soprano voice into the deep, husky voice that we now know of today. Southern soon moved to Chicago to pursue a career in entertainment. Her intention was to become a jazz pianist, but an agent told her that she'd make more money if she sang too, and if she changed her name. By 1949, the newly minted Jerry Southern found a steady gig at a Chicago nightclub called The High Note, performing in the intermission between headline acts. Southern's intimate and sultry way of performing jazz standards began to attract the attention of the club's famous clientele, like Dizzy Gillespie, Miles Davis, and Peggy Lee. In fact, Peggy Lee was so impressed by Southern that she helped her secure a recording contract with Decca in 1951. Southern's first single for Decca was the tune You Better Go Now by Bickley Reichner and Robert Graham. She was only 25 years old on the recording, but she already sounded incredibly polished and self-assured. She even accompanied herself on the piano. Here's Jerry Southern with that first single now, the tune You Better Go Now, on Afterglow.
You better go now, because I like you much too much. You have a way with you. You ought to know now just why I like you very much. The night was gay with you. There's a moon above, and it gives my heart a lot of swing. Spring, I want you so now. You have the lips I love to touch. You better go now. You better go, because I like you much too much. Go, because I much to mind. I like you much to
Jerry Southern's first single, that was the tune You Better Go Now, recorded in 1951 for Decca. Southern quickly became a critical darling, praised for her soft, intimate way of selling a torch song, and for her attention to the song's words. She became known for performing deep cuts from the Great American Songbook. These don't just include songs by unknown songwriters, but also rarely perform songs by popular songwriters, including Richard Rodgers and Jerome Kern. Let's hear a few of those deep cuts now. And I'll begin with a tune by Don Rodney and Sammy Gallup, not exactly A-list names in American popular song. This is their lovely torch song called What Good Am I Without You on Afterglow.
What good are violins with broken strings? What good are melodies that no one sings? What good are stars that tumble from the blue? What good am I without you? What good are blossoms when they leave the trees? What good is loveliness that no one sees? What good are dreams unless you share them too? What good am I without you? I didn't know how much I need you till you went away. I only hope your heart will lead you back to me someday. What good are arms that never hold you tight? What good are lips you never kiss goodnight? What good is life without the love we knew? What good am I without you? Too good to me. How can I get along now? so close he stood to me. Everything seems so wrong now. He would have brought me the sun, making me smile. That was his fun. When I was mean to him, he'd never say, "Go away now." I was a queen to him. Who's gonna make me gay now? It's only natural I'm blue. He was too good to be true. It's only natural I'm blue. He was too good to be true.
Two deep cuts from the Great American Songbook, performed by Jerry Southern. We just heard Southern in 1956 with the tune "He Was Too Good to Me," a seldomly performed tune by Richard Rodgers and Lorenz Hart from their musical Simple Simon, and that was from Southern's 1956 album When Your Heart's on Fire, conducted by Tutti Camerata. Before that, we heard the song What Good Am I Without You by Don Rodney and Sammy Gallup. That's from Southern's album You Better Go Now, conducted by Cy Oliver. Although Jerry Southern performed with an orchestra on many of her studio albums, she was arguably best when she herself was sitting at the piano. Southern was shy, but she felt most at ease when she could accompany herself. I'll play some tunes now where Southern is at the piano, beginning with her alongside the Dave Barber Trio. This song was originally on the 1954 Decca 10-inch album called Warm, Intimate Songs in the Jerry Southern Style, and re-released a few years later on the Decca 12-inch album Southern Hospitality. Here's Jerry Southern with the Alec Wilder song, Who Can I Turn To, on Afterglow.
Who can I turn to? Where can I go? How can I face it alone now? After the moments we've known, who can I turn to now? Who can I sing to? How can I smile? How can I wish? shone a star, knowing the way that you are. Who can I turn to now? We walked in the spell of the summer. We kissed in the wind and the rain. But now the enchantment is over. The echo. People are strangers who walk through the town, ghosts in a lonely parade. Oh, where are the dreams that we made? Who can I turn to? Strangers who walk through the town, ghosts in a lonely parade. Oh, where are the dreams that we made? Who can I turn to? Where can I go? Turn to now. The night is young, the skies are clear. And if you want to go walking, dear, it's delightful, it's delicious, it's lovely. I understand the reason why you're sentimental, and so am I. It's delightful, it's delicious, it's lovely. You can tell at a glance what a swell night this is for romance. You can hear dear Mother Nature murmuring low, let yourself go, so please be sweet, my chickadee. And when I kiss you, just say to me, it's delightful, it's delicious, it's lovely. Chickadee, and when I kiss you, just say to me, it's delightful, it's delicious, it's delectable, it's delirious, it's dilemma, it's deluxe, it's delovely.
Jerry Southern, playing and singing with her trio in 1955, performing the Cole Porter tune, It's the Lovely. Before that, we heard her on the piano, along with the Dave Barber Trio with Who Can I Turn To? By Alec Wilder and Bill Engvik. And that song's not to be confused with the song called Who Can I Turn To by Leslie Bricus and Anthony Newley. Although Jerry Southern was a bit upbeat in that last tune, her default setting was melancholy. She preferred performing slow ballads with moving storylines. People noted that when they saw her live, they assumed that she was unhappy just because of her style and choice of song. And since her style tended towards the melancholy, she had a way of turning even the cheeriest of tunes into torch songs. I'll play now a recording from 1955 of her doing just that. This is Jerry Southern and her trio from the Decca album The Southern Style doing her torch song treatment of the Richard Whiting and Johnny Mercer tune Too Marvelous for Words on Afterglow.
You're just too marvelous, too marvelous for words. Like glorious, glamorous, and that old standby amorous. It's all too wonderful. I'll never find the words that say enough, tell enough. I mean, they just aren't swell enough.
Jerry Southern and her trio in 1955 with Too Marvelous for Words. We'll have more of the warm, intimate style of Jerry Southern after a short break. Stay with us. Production support for Afterglow comes from Soma Coffee House and Juice Bar, specializing in juices, espressos, and fair trade organic coffee, serving from downtown at Kirkwood and Grant and on the corner of 3rd and Jordan, and the new location, Soma Crosstown, on East 10th Street, online at iHeartSoma.com. I'm Mark Chilla, and you're listening to Afterglow. Welcome back to Afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla. We've been looking at the soft, intimate style of cool jazz singer Jerry Southern this hour. Southern became known in the 1950s for her melancholy torch songs and her sensitive treatment of some of the deepest cuts from the Great American Songbook. She was primarily a ballad singer, and she rarely sang a swing tune. She did record on occasion with one of the peppiest arrangers from the 1950s, Billy May. May's particular brand of brassy, upbeat arranging didn't mix well with Southern's smoky, intimate voice. However, arranger Ralph Burns was able to find that right balance on their 1957 album Jerry Gently Jumps. So let's pick things up a bit with this next song. Here's Jerry Southern and the Ralph Burns Orchestra performing the tune You Forgot Your Gloves on Afterglow.
You forgot your gloves when you kissed me and said goodnight. So I've brought them, you see, but don't thank me, it's quite all right. You forgot your gloves, and I hope you appreciate. I'm not honest at all, it's just a stall for one more date. What a souvenir to steal from you and conceal from you. But then there's a chance if you receive them, dear, you'll leave them, dear, again. Now forget your heart. If you're really the kind who loves, then you'll part with it too, the way that you forgot your gloves. Forget your heart. If you're really the kind who loves, then you'll part with it too, the way that you forgot You forgot your gloves. You forgot your gloves. You forgot your gloves. You forgot your gloves. Just a woman, a lonely woman, waiting on the weary shore. I'm just a woman that's only human, one you should be sorry for. Got up this morning along about dawn, without a warning, I found he was gone. Why should he do it? How could he do it? He never did it before. Am I blue? Am I blue? These tears in these eyes telling you am I blue? You'd be too. If each plan with your man had fell through, was a time I was his only one. But now I'm the sad and lonely one. Was I gay till today? Now he's gone, and we're through. Am I blue? Now he's gone, and we're through. I don't care if there's powder on my nose. I don't care if my hairdo is in place. I've lost the very meaning of repose. I never put a mud pack on my face. Oh, who'd have thought that I'd walk in a daze now? I never go to shows at night, but just to matinees now. I see the show and home I go. Once I laughed when I heard you saying that I'd be playing solitaire. Uneasy in my easy chair. It never entered my mind. Once you told me I I was mistaken, that I'd awaken with the sun and order orange juice for one. It never entered my mind. What I lack myself, and now I even have to scratch my back myself. Once you warned me that if you scorned me, I'd sing the maiden's prayer again and wish that you were there again to get into my hair again. It never entered my mind. Didn't guess it that I would sit and mope again, and all the while I'd hope again to see my darling dope again. It never entered my mind. It never entered my mind.
Jerry Southern and guitarist Dave Barber in 1957 with the Rodgers and Hart song, It Never Entered My Mind. Before that, we heard two deeper cuts from the Great American Songbook that Southern made with the Ralph Burns Orchestra. That was Am I Blue and You Forgot Your Gloves. Jerry Southern, in addition to being a singer and a pianist, also was a songwriter. She wrote about a half a dozen songs that she recorded over the course of her career, most of them in collaboration with her second husband, Ray Hutchinson. I'll play two songs now with music by Southern and lyrics by Hutchinson, beginning with a single that she recorded for Decca. This is Autumn in My Heart on Afterglow.
Autumn in my heart, bright dreams that turn to brown. We shared them in the spring, then watched them tumble down. Autumn in my heart, a cold and lonely fall, and all the birds have flown. They won't be back at all. I sigh when I see all the streets we knew, wonder what we did or didn't do to bring an end to such.
such a start. If I'm not careful, it will break my heart. Soon the snow will fly and bury all our dreams. We've bid our love goodbye. It's autumn in my heart. Snow will fly and bury all our dreams. We've bid our love goodbye. It's autumn in my
heart. Leaves turn in the fall, they drop like bitter tears. The hours turn into days, and days become old years. I don't know where to turn. The autumn winds turn cold and sad, like last goodbyes, and love can turn to ice and melt before your eyes. I don't know where to turn. The stars turn pale. Dawn, they fade and then they're gone. But stars return, bright as before. Dreams can fade forevermore. A heart can turn to stone. And break your own in two. Now where is there to go, since I can't go to you? I don't know where to turn. Can turn to stone and break your own in two. Now where is there to go, since I can't go to you? I don't know where to turn. I don't know. To turn.
Jerry Southern, with two songs she co-wrote with her husband, Ray Hutchinson. That was I Don't Know Where to Turn, with Southern herself on the piano, and before that, Autumn in My Heart. In 1958, Southern made the move from Decca Records to Roulette Records, where she recorded a handful of albums. By the early 1960s, she made a brief stint on Capitol Records before retiring from show business completely. Southern said that she had performed all the songs that she wanted to. She was growing tired of show business. She was always shy, and she suffered from performance anxiety, so she avoided the spotlight for the rest of her life, deciding instead to teach voice, write and arrange songs, and even publish a book on piano technique. Here's one of Jerry Southern's later recordings from her Roulette years alongside guitarist Johnny Smith. This is Isn't It Romantic on Afterglow.
Isn't it romantic? Music in the night, a dream that can be heard. Isn't it romantic? Moving shadows, write the oldest magic word. I hear the breezes playing in the trees above. While all the world is saying you were meant for love, isn't it romantic? Merely to be young on such a night as this, isn't it romantic? Every note that's sung is like a lover's kiss. Sweet symbols in the moonlight, do you mean that I will fall in love? Isn't it romance? Isn't it
Jerry Southern and guitarist Johnny Smith in 1958 on Roulette Records with the Rodgers and Hart tune Isn't It Romantic. I'll close off this hour with a song that became a signature tune from Jerry Southern, the tune When I Fall in Love by Victor Young and Edward Heyman. In fact, Jerry Southern was the very first artist to record this in 1952, 4 years before the famous version by her idol, Nat King Cole. I'll play a marvelous live recording of this tune now, just before she retired from performing. This is Jerry Southern at the piano, performing live at the Crescendo Club with When I Fall in Love on Afterglow.
When I fall in love, it will be forever. Or I'll never fall in love.
this world like this is. Love is ended before it's begun. And too many moonlight kisses seem to cool in the warmth of the sun. When I give my heart, it will be completely, or I'll never give my heart. And the moment I can feel that you feel that way too. Is when I fall in love with you. The moment I can feel that you feel that way too. Is when I fall in love with you.
Jerry Southern, live at the Crescendo Club in L.A. in 1959, with one of her signature songs. That was When I Fall in Love. And thanks for tuning in to this edition of Afterglow. Afterglow is part of the educational mission of Indiana University and produced by WFIU Public Radio in beautiful Bloomington, Indiana. Production support for Afterglow comes from Soma Coffee House and Juice Bar, specializing in juices, espressos, and fair trade organic coffee, serving from downtown at Kirkwood and Grant and on the corner of 3rd and Jordan, and the new location, Soma Crosstown, on East 10th Street, online at iheartsoma.com. Playlists for this and other Afterglow programs are available on our website. That's at indianapublicmedia.org/afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla, inviting you to tune in next week for our mix of vocal jazz and popular song from the Great American Songbook, here on Afterglow.